Reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The City of Abbotsford and Heritage Abbotsford Society announces a new project to restore the 145-year-old Turner House. The collaborative project is inviting secondary, post-secondary, and community members to participate in webinars, workshops, and hands-on classes on the restoration of heritage homes. In a recent interview with CIVL, Executive Director of Heritage Abbotsford, Christina Reed, spoke about the history of Turner House, the holistic approach they plan to take, and how community members can get involved. For those that are not aware, what are heritage homes, and how did you first start working in this field?
Ooh, good question. So I come by this job as an archaeologist. I started out in Europe as an archaeologist, and then I wanted to move to Canada, and archaeology is not a marketable sort of business. So yeah, I had to switch my jobs for a while. And then a job came up here at Heritage Abbotsford back in the day when we were the MSA Museum Society. So I've worked here for 15 years. And so that's how I come by this. There are a number of different definitions of what a heritage home is. A lot of times people think that a heritage home is a building that's old, but actually a heritage building can be something that's relatively new. A heritage building is a building that has cultural significance to the community.
So can you tell us about the community initiative tied to this project and the ways that the community can get involved?
Okay, so Turner House is actually the oldest still in use building in Abbotsford. It's a really interesting project because it starts back in the 1870s, where Alban Hawkins, who was a retired Royal Engineer, wrote in his diary about assisting Mr. Turner in building his home. So Turner House was built on the highest point on the Matsqui Flats. This is not an empty prairie that we're looking at or anything like that. This is the traditional ancestral and unceded territory of the Stolo. It's interesting looking at these diaries because he writes about getting help in building Turner House by the indigenous population as well, and he actually names them in his diaries. So knowing about all of this, we have a problem though, and that's where this project comes in. The trades, the skills that you need to restore a building that's a very old building, whether it's an indigenous longhouse or a modern office building, are not necessarily taught in schools, because a heritage building is always greener. It takes upwards of 50 to 60 years for a new build to catch up to the carbon footprint of a building like Trithewey House or Turner House or South Poplar. So what we're going to do is we're going to go beyond that and replace with green product. Anything that we have to replace will be replaced with a greener product than what was already there. So that's the project, and we are hoping to get a lot of community engagement. So the best way to get involved with us, if you're one of those people that wants to learn one of those skills, and that's all kinds of things. We need to teach people how to do weaving, blacksmithing, pollarding, all kinds of things that you might need to actually restore a building. If you're just interested in straight up taking a workshop with us, then just contact us through our website. That's www.heritageabbotsford.ca.
Turner House was relocated to Claiborne Park several years ago, and upon restoration will be a vibrant and historic part of the park. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.